This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all of you. Thank you for joining our webinar on the .tech summer sunrise. Sorry. Just a couple of guidelines. Your lines will be muted. You will be able to pose any questions to the chat box, which you can find at your upper left-hand corner. And the recording and presentation will be shared with you later on today. As for the agenda, we just want to go over some stats as to where we are at the Trademark Clearinghouse, go over the Sunrise calendar, and then I will hand it over to Suman Das, who is the category head of .tech, who will provide you with more explanations on the .tech Sunrise and what you can expect from it. And at the end, we will finish with a Q&A. As of the statistics, so where are we today? We have more than 37,500 trademarks submitted to the clearinghouse. You still see that almost 50% are submitted for multiple years. What does that mean? So you can submit a trademark to the clearinghouse for 1, 3, or 5 years, and most of the trademark holders are indeed going for the 3-year or 5 years submission to the Trademark Clearinghouse. What is the benefit of that? Of course, once your trademark is submitted to the clearinghouse and you have it verified, then the trademark is valid for 3 or 5 years, so you don't have to resubmit a trademark record if you would submit it for 1 year. Almost 83% are registered by agents, so trademark records are being submitted by agents. It's almost very valuable going through an agent because they know the process, they know what information needs to be submitted, and in most cases it goes much quicker if if they submit it on your behalf. And almost 94% are verified, meaning that we do have some invalid trademarks or incorrect trademarks, depending on which which type of trademark information that is not valid or does not meet the clearinghouse guidelines. As previously already mentioned, we have trademarks submitted from all over the world. It is a global database, and you can see this as well from the 120 jurisdictions that have already been submitted to the Trademark Clearinghouse. Coming from the 120 jurisdictions, and these trademarks are belonging to organizations that are established in over 109 different countries. As for the trademark claims notification, you can see that almost 170,000 have been sent out to trademark holders. So claims notifications, for those of you that are new to the process, claims notifications are sent when you do not register your trademark as a domain name in Sunrise, but somebody else would actually register your domain name after the Sunrise period. So you as a trademark holder have an advantage for the Sunrise period, but once the Sunrise period is over, then anybody can go ahead and register a domain name that might or might not match your trademark. And over 118 ongoing notifications have been sent to the trademark holders. Again, for those of you that are not aware of this, because most of the trademark agents have ongoing notifications already established in the Trademark Clearinghouse, but for trademark holders that come directly to the clearinghouse, please note that you can opt in for these ongoing notifications by going to My Account screen. So when you log into the TMCH, you'll find My Account on the upper left-hand corner, sorry. And there you can click on My Account, and you can click on Ongoing Notifications, and this is and then automatically is activated for all the marks that are in your account. And it's important to have that in your system or have it on because of the fact that these are the notifications that are sent after the claims period. And we have about 2,700 trademark records that have expired, so you clearly see that a lot of users see the extra advantage of the Trademark Clearinghouse and are using it for the claims notifications or ongoing notifications as well. In the bar here, in the graph here, you can see the different scripts that have been submitted to the clearinghouse, but we clearly see not a lot of change in the last months. So we clearly see that there are more Latin scripts and more specifically, WIPO European trademarks and U.S. trademarks are the most sent to the clearinghouse. Following that, we do have a Sunrise calendar on our website, which you can see here, the link at the bottom screen, sunrise.clearinghouse.org. And you, on this Sunrise calendar, we provide you an overview with all the Sunrises that are currently in place, and we also provide you with the Sunrises that are currently awaiting, so meaning that they have been granted by ICANN to start their Sunrise, but their date has not launched. And you can see here some of them, .lotto or .tickets or .ski or .online, these are still Sunrises that will launch in the next couple of weeks or months. And with here you can see, sorry, and here you can, in the green area, you can see the ones that have launched or are in the middle of their sunrise. So if you still want to take advantage of those sunrise periods, be aware that you need to first have your trademark and proof of use verified in the clearinghouse, then have obtained the SMD file, and it's with that SMD file that you need to go to the registrar and register a domain name. Each of these TLDs have different registrars, so you can take a look on their site if you to see which registrars you can submit your SMD file. But there are currently some really good ones, such as .tech and .bank, for example, will be ending today. So you can just take a look at the Sunrise calendar and see which ones you are interested in. And then with that, I will hand it over to Suman, who will provide you with some information on .tech. Thank you, Suman.
Right. Thank you, Vicky. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this webinar today. Also, a huge thank you to the Trademark Clearinghouse for organizing this session. I'm Suman Das, and I'm the category head for .tech domains at Radix. A quick overview on our company. Radix is one of the leading new top-level domains, or NTLD, registries from across the globe, having applied for the best of best in terms of new TLD. Our philosophy has always been to go for the top of the charts, and we ended up applying for 7 out of the top 10 new TLD. This top 10 list was created by CEDO when the new TLD rounds were about to start. And today, we already have 4 TLDs that are live, .website and .space in the generic TLD bucket, and .press and .host, which are more vertical focused. .website today has over 75,000 domains, and .space has over 25,000 names in spite of being launched just over 4 months ago. Both TLDs consistently feature in the top 10 fastest growing new TLDs and have seen interest from a wide spread of customers across different geographies. .press and .host are vertical specific TLDs for the journalism and hosting industries, have also seen good traction from the respective communities. We have garnered significant acceptance both in terms of relevant registrations and also having pioneers and leading industry associations endorsing these namespaces. And 2015 will be a big year for us. We have some really good extensions, .site launching in July and .tech in August, both of which are currently in Sunrise. These launches will then be followed by .online. So do watch out for the Radix TLDs throughout the rest of this year. And that brings me to our most exciting launch this quarter, .tech. .tech, as the name suggests, is the perfect domain extension for technology startups, organizations, bloggers, universities, and everyone who not only has passion for technology, but also believe that their domain name is an extension of themselves and their business. To give you a background, .tech was part of a heavy contention set featuring other new TLD applicants such as Google, Donuts, Miser Machines, and Strat Investments in an auction held by ICANN last year. And the extension was acquired at a whopping $6.76 million by Radix. Well, whom is .tech for? It is not for the few, it's for everyone associated with technology, be it tech startups, product companies, established technology brands, technology enthusiasts, just anybody who simply talks, thinks, and lives technology. DotTech cuts across various verticals or sectors where technology has had a major influence or role to play in. For example, it is best suited for new startups to get their online presence, for established tech companies to rebrand themselves, or publications to go online on a namespace that best defines what they stand for. This slide will give you a sense of the technology market and the potential DotTech has. In a research we conducted in July 2014, we found out that the technology market is huge, as 1.35 million plus tech startups, over 220,000 plus established tech companies, and over 18.2 million software developers across the globe, all of which form a potential market for DotTech. And these numbers are only growing. Some additional interesting data points that you'd like to consider when deciding whether you'd like to get your brand name DotTech in Sunrise. Tech as a word is already popular when registering a domain. There are over 280,000 names that end with the word tech as of today, and 65,000 of which have been registered over the last 1 year. So get your .tech name now before anyone else does. The potential with .tech are just few too many. To start off with, it's just better branding. A .tech name clearly highlights one's business focus, specialization, and brings added credibility to your brand. With tech companies and individuals being pioneers and early adopters for several new products and services, a .tech domain is definitely not something they can afford to miss out on. .tech would give the technology ecosystem an opportunity to grab short, unique names unavailable in traditional extensions such as a .com. Better industry categorization and instant recognition. .tech can help brands stand out and create an immediate customer connect. Why go for a .com or .net when there is a TLD that defines you as a technology enthusiast? With .tech, technology companies now only need to worry about getting their brand name and allow .tech to give them the identity and categorization that they deserve. High-quality category killer names. .tech gives brands and industry leaders the opportunity to acquire premium category killer names for their product or service. Few examples of such names are Android.tech, Nano.tech, Mobile.tech, or App.tech. With a premium name inventory of over $10 million, .tech now provides companies and individuals increased number of options to get the best technology names on the most relevant namespace possible. Brand extension. While .tech can be used as a primary URL for companies that offer tech products and services, there are other brand extension uses that .tech has to offer. .tech would be ideal for new product launches, new marketing campaigns, email services, technology news, etc. How can you use your .tech? Well, for technology businesses, .tech would be a best fit with a name such as your brand name .tech. Startups can now launch their products and services on a .tech namespace. Why not get shorter, attractive names and a more meaningful online identity for your tech business on a .tech domain when you can now? For existing companies such as yourself, there are several creative uses for .tech. Brands can use a .tech name as a URL shortener in your marketing communications, social media announcements, etc. Brands can also launch different products or campaigns related to their brand on a .tech extension. In short, you can essentially use your .tech name in several different ways that best resonates what your business or your idea currently stands for and also give your brand a 360-degree marketing presence. A quick overview of the timeline. .tech is already in Sunrise. We launched on the 25th of May 2015. And we have already seen a good number of Sunrise registrations coming in. We will follow the Sunrise phase with an early access phase, or EAP, which will last for 7 days starting 29th of July 2015. During this phase, we will allow consumers to get early access to really attractive .tech names at a premium fee, much before the namespace opens up for general availability. The prices start higher on day one and go down as we approach day seven in the EAP. This is something most brands are already familiar with, given that there are already few NTLDs that have launched such a model. The TAP for .tech starts on the 29th of July, 1600 UTC, and then we finally hit general availability on the 5th of August at 1600 UTC. .tech has a very standard sunrise process. You need to have your trademark at the TMCH to be able to register a domain during the sunrise phase. We have what we call an end-day sunrise, which means if we have multiple applicants for the same .tech name, then the outcome will be settled through an auction through our auction provider, pool.com. When we get into EAP though, names become available on a first-come, first-served basis. .tech is easy to register, given that there are no extra requirements or verifications. It functions as any other generic TLD in the market today. .tech also boasts of an inventory of premium names valued at over $10 million, and these names are available all the way from sunrise into GA. .tech premium names might be interesting for brands with examples such as nano.tech or android.tech that I had listed earlier. Entities can now own category killer names that are very relevant and closely associated with their businesses. Please do contact us if there is a category killer .tech name that is not available at your nearest registrar. .tech is everywhere on social, digital and outdoor channels. We are adopting a 360-degree approach to our marketing campaigns with .tech. With significant effort and investment on a marketing campaign like this, we are planning to reach out to a significant number of tech companies, startups, enthusiasts, etc., to create awareness about the .tech namespace. Finally, this is a list of registrars that are offering .tech sunrise registrations. We have support from most brand and IP-focused registrars across the globe, as you can see on the slide. So if you haven't already secured your name in .tech, we suggest you reach out to your registrar right away. Well, that is all that we have on .tech. If there are any questions, I'm happy to take them now.
Thank you, Suman, for that presentation. Again, for those of you at this moment, we don't have questions, but I just want to tell everybody again to mention that the chat box is at the top of the screen. So if you do have questions, please please pose your questions through the chat window, and we'll just wait a couple of minutes to make sure that there are no questions. No questions at the time. I think we would be best to close the call. Again, thank you so much for that presentation on .tech Sunrise. For those of you that still want to reach out to Radix or Suman here, you can see his contact details on the slide. For those of you that have questions on the TM stage, feel free to reach out to us through our support. And with that, I want to thank all of you for taking the time and being on the call, and hope to see you at the next webinar. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.